got breaking news. The ACLJ now represents Gaza hostage families today on Capitol Hill.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. We will be taking your calls today at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. My dad and brother and a lot of members of the ACLJ team are right now in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill with the families of a lot of the Gaza hostages. More and more are joining with the ACLJ right now. I want to kick this thing off so you can listen to a section. This just happened, a press conference with the new Speaker of the House, with Mike Johnson. You can hear him talking about what's happening and how the ACLJ is involved.
We want to thank these families again for their courage and their willingness to share your harrowing stories. And I will say again and reiterate once more, we will stand against these atrocities, and we will stand with Israel, and we'll stand with each of you and your families. We'll be praying for you, and we'll be taking action, because that's what we're going to do here, that's what's called for. I know that your time is short and you have to leave. I want to thank Jay and Jordan Seculo, the American Center for Law and Justice.
There you go. The ACLJ getting a shout out there, because we are there with these families representing more and more each day. So many of them have joined with the ACLJ, and we are bringing them to Capitol Hill. On both sides of the aisle, look, Democrats and Republicans are sitting down and meeting with these families, as we are right now, exactly at 1 month since that reign of terror happened from, you know, came from Gaza into Israel, the Hamas attack that really kicked off. Now what we are at, a 1 month war essentially that's happening. You can see the pictures right now going as they are currently on Capitol Hill. We're going to be joined later in the broadcast by CeCe Heil. She is there with these families. We're going to discuss that at length. We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. I'm hosting today, as you said, as I said, but we are right now. You see these stories. You see how the ACLJ gets involved, and we tell you about it all the time. We tell you that it's much bigger than you could possibly imagine. There's not much bigger than what's happening right now, which is not just meeting with these families, but representing them. Right now, my dad and brother and the ACLJ team are in D.C., and they are meeting with the families of the hostages that are currently being held in Gaza. And this is with both sides of the aisle, as I said. This is actually, you know, one of those moments where some Democrats and Republicans are coming together. Obviously, there's the fringe on both sides, to be honest, but there's certainly fringe on the Democrat side saying we need to, you know, just call for a ceasefire, get done with what's happening there. And look, at this point, we are just talking about getting the hostages free. We can now officially say that the ACLJ is representing multiple families of hostages on Capitol Hill, and we're preparing to go in front of the United Nations. The number of families we're representing continues to grow. And on tomorrow's broadcast, you're not going to want to miss it. I'll start teasing it now, as we are going to have some of those families on air discussing everything that's going on. But right now, the ACLJ is in the middle of our Faith and Freedom Drive, and you've known that. We've been doing it all month of November. And look, when we originally planned this, you got to plan these things months out in advance. We talked about, you know, November being the month of thankfulness, the month of Thanksgiving. Surely that's what's happening right now. But also right now, we're in a month of prayer, and we are in a month of really just a horrible atrocity that's happening around the world. As you know, Hamas terrorists have abducted more than 230 hostages from dozens of countries, and Israeli soldiers, you know, they found the remains of women and of children, and in the most barbaric ways. You've heard it over and over on the air. I try not to spend too much time giving graphic details. I know some of you listen with your families, but you know about this. And now we're on Capitol Hill representing a lot of these families, letting them share their stories to the Speaker of the House, the members of Congress. And we are launching a multi-pronged initiative here at home, at the European Parliament, at the UN. We know there'll be international tribunals. We need to meet these demands. We've launched our Faith and Freedom Drive. Right now, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled dollar for dollar, and we need you more than ever. Have your gift doubled through the ACLJ's Faith and Freedom Drive, and consider becoming an ACLJ champion. And what that is all you're doing is saying, yes, I will give, but I will give on a monthly, recurring basis. It helps us continue these legal battles and battles in the media. That is such a big part of this. Go to ACLJ.org to donate today and opt in to become an ACLJ champion. For a little bit of a breather, later on, in just a couple segments, we'll be joined by Victoria Jackson. You know her from Saturday Night Live. You know her from our new movie, Jingle Smells. I can't wait for her to talk about her new album. So there will be a moment of laughter and a moment of light coming up in a little bit. Secula. We are going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Rumble, if you're watching on YouTube, I encourage you right now to get your comments in as well. Continue the conversation of what's going on in Israel as we have now hit today the 1 month anniversary, if you will, since the invasion from Hamas into Israel. And again, we announced just earlier in the show that we are now representing many of the families of the hostages. I was watching over just yesterday all of these horrendous videos, even in New York and in LA. You may have seen just the ones where there's pictures of hostages that have been taped up on the walls, and you have these leaders. And a lot of them are like thought leaders or high-end students at Ivy League colleges running up and tearing down posters of the hostages. As we represent these families now, it's really heartbreaking. And then that also comes from in LA, in Hollywood. There was a protest yesterday, a pro-Palestinian protest, but a protest that essentially becomes a pro-Hamas protest. There was a counter-protest, small group of pro-Israeli supporters, and a confrontation happened. And what we've been told is this is now, we had a 69-year-old man who was just moments before just waving his Israeli flag, who was hit over the head with a bullhorn. Yeah, there he is just minutes before he passes, gets hit over the head with a bullhorn, falls back, hits his head on the concrete, and dies shortly after. Really, one of the first, you could say, I would say, attributed deaths from the situation that's happened on American soil. This is where we're at in America. That happened in California, in LA, the home of, you know, of tolerance and inclusion. And that is what's happening around the country. That's why people, even like me, who, you know, have been active supporters of Israel, find ourselves pausing. You find yourself pausing as you start to make a social media post, as you start to say something out loud. We've seen it now in the last month. And I warned you that this could happen, because a month ago when everyone, all of Hollywood, everyone was supporting Israel, I said, well, this is a breath of fresh air, but you know, don't hold your breath for too long, because it's going to turn. And it did. And look, the Israelis are not great sometimes at the PR part of this. And the Palestinian supporters and the Hamas really supporters are very good at it. They're very good at infiltrating social media. They're very good at talking to younger people, and have been for really the last decade, 15 years or so. And it's really a shame that this is what's happening in our streets, and we have to start thinking about it. You know, as you start planning your Christmas travels, your Thanksgiving travel, you got to start thinking about what you're going to do, where are you going to take your kids, where are you going to go with your families, because these protests are happening. Obviously, we're also right now, there's, you know, it's on election day for a lot of people. We'll discuss that a little bit later. There's some pretty big issues that are on the ballot nationwide right now, and we'll discuss that. But I also wanted to give you a bit of a segment that came from ABC News. This was a moment here. I'm going to pull it up for you guys right now. So David Muir from ABC News, he's been interviewing a lot of obviously high level Israeli officials. So first, he spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu and gives you sort of an idea. You know, we hear a lot about this pause, this proposed humanitarian pause that our government has been, you know, pushing. And Prime Minister Netanyahu has kind of pushed back on that as well. But I think you need to hear it from his voice, not just mine. So take a listen, bite three.
I know the Biden administration has also said now is not the time for a ceasefire. What they're proposing is a humanitarian pause. There will be no pause?
Well, there'll be no general ceasefire in Gaza without the release of our hostages. As far as tactical little pauses, an hour here, an hour there, we've had them before. I suppose we'll check the circumstances in order to enable goods, humanitarian goods to come in, or our hostages, individual hostages to leave. But I don't think there's going to be a general ceasefire. It's not that I don't think. I think it will hamper the war effort. It'll hamper our effort to get our hostages out, because the only thing that works on these criminals in Hamas is the military pressure that we're exerting.
Yes, I mean, that's what you hear from Prime Minister Netanyahu. Important words that are coming as we try, again, as ACLJ right now is representing a lot of the families. You saw it in the earlier segment, a lot of the Gaza, you know, the families of the hostages being held in Gaza right now. We are going to actually have some of those families on the broadcast here tomorrow. So you are not going to want to miss that. You may wonder why I'm hosting solo today. That is because the team is right now in Washington, D.C. We're going to be joined by some of them later in the broadcast live from our D.C. studios. But they are up there right now having these important meetings. We heard Speaker of the House giving a shout out to the ACLJ, thanking us for the support. That's only happens because of all of you who support the work here. I also wanted to kind of counterbalance that a little bit, play you a segment from Naftali Bennett. This was a conversation he was having on MSNBC. So this will give you an idea of, again, where the thoughts are at, even with kind of somewhat both sides of Israeli leadership.
Although you gave the territory back to Gazans, and yes, they voted for Hamas, and then Hamas became radicalized, they weren't a state. It wasn't like you handed over statehood to, there was no two-state solution.
We actually did. It was theirs to decide.
But it wasn't connected with the West Bank. But
that's beside the point. We're talking about Gaza. The West Bank is the West Bank and Gaza is Gaza. They got everything they wanted. Would you try that again? Would you experiment again after what they did? I can tell you that Israelis left and right, there's consensus. No one wants to try experiments, dangerous experiments again.
Yeah, it seems like there's a misunderstanding that somehow Hamas wasn't elected to rule this area of the country. They are a terrorist regime, but a terrorist regime, sadly, voted for and by the people, if you will. Sure, there are plenty of Palestinians, there are plenty of people in the regions, the other regions, who are not supporters, just like there are political factions here as well. But this is sadly the case in these areas of the world. And if you've never seen it, it's very difficult to really fathom. As someone who spent months there of my life, probably collectively, it really is a somewhat a different world. You think of Israel, because it's easy to demonize them because they are the sort of Western version of the Middle East. You go there and there's a thriving community of a very diverse people, not unlike America, other than the fact that it has this deep historical feel. You know, it's one of the only few places you can go where you have this deep rooted connection to not just your faith, but to thousands of years of history. But they also are probably some of the most technologically advanced places in the country. And then you go just outside their borders. And it is, look, I understand. You see those visuals. It's not like it's pleasant. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and say you go to areas in the West Bank, areas in Gaza, or areas that are just Palestinian controlled, because their people are being oppressed. And they're being oppressed somewhat by their own leadership as well. But sometimes that leadership is what they decided on. I want to take a phone call real quick. Let's go to Daniel, who is calling in North Carolina, because Daniel trying to do something about what's happening in D.C. as we are currently on Capitol Hill. Right now with the hostage families. Daniel, you're on the air.
Hey, thank you. I keep getting letters and calls to support the Republican Party financially, but after this vote to not censure an anti-Semitic person, I don't think I can continue to do that. I think the Republican Party needs to stand and fight. We need to support Israel at all costs.
Yeah, Daniel, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for watching on YouTube, by the way. Thank you for watching on, you know, we try to put all of our content as many places as we can. Obviously, we have Rumble, which is our preferred platform. We love Rumble because it is the free speech platform. We've seen what YouTube has done just in the last few days of censoring some of the top Rumble creators with some of the content that they've created, some of the news they broke. And that is why we are very proud that there is a platform like Rumble. However, I'm glad you watch on YouTube, because a lot of people can now see what we're talking about and hear what we're talking about. You can choose who you want to donate to or not donate to. Frankly, I don't care, and it's not any of my business. I don't tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who to donate to, other than the ACLJ. I'll tell you that. But politically, I'm not going to tell you who to donate to. So go with your conscience on that. But I do think that there is a strong support right now on Capitol Hill for not just, and again, it's not just Republicans. We have some Democrat friends who have called in, who have been on this show, people we disagree with on just about everything else, who have said, we are standing with you, we're standing with the ACLJ with this, because we think this is the most important thing. Sure, a lot of them are the Jewish leadership, you know, the ones who feel like they can feel the pressure, maybe different than a lot of the others, like the members of the squad who can say what they want and they have their base. But I mean, when you have a Bernie Sanders coming out saying, you can't support Hamas, you can't call for a ceasefire. If you have, obviously we have our friends who are maybe not quite as Bernie Sanders, like Jared Moskowitz, who's had about his broadcast a bunch, who again, could not probably disagree with him more on a lot of things. Been friendly with him for probably the better part of 20 years, but they know what's happening. They see what's happening. And that is why we are in the middle of this Faith and Freedom Drive. And look, before I get to my pitch here, I do want to encourage you right now, because we are going to have a really fun segment coming up next. We're going to take a little bit of a breather. We're, you know, obviously our next guest, you knew her from our new movie. You saw the trailer that came out, or a teaser came out just yesterday. We premiered it here on the broadcast. Hundreds of thousands of you have watched it, and I am excited to have on Victoria Jackson today. She's going to talk about her new album that just came, or is about to come out, and we're going to talk about the movie, and we're going to talk about the state of the world in general. It's going to be a lot of fun, but also informative, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great time. If you're looking for just, if you say, Logan, you've hit me with so much heavy stuff, I need to breathe for a second. You're going to get that in the next segment. We're going to have a lot of fun, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we are in the middle of our Faith and Freedom Drive, and I really could use your support right now, as my family, my brother, my dad, all the ACLJ team you're used to seeing, Cece Heil, she'll be on later in this broadcast. They are right now on Capitol Hill with these families, and we couldn't do it without you. And right now, during the month of November, your tax-deductible gifts are double dollar for dollar, and we need you now more than ever. So I'm just going to encourage you, go to aclj.org/faithandfreedom, or if you're watching, you can scan that QR code right now, and make sure you opt in to become an ACLJ champion. We appreciate it. Be right back. Welcome back to Seculo. We are going to, like I said, take a little bit of a breather here. I mean, this guest, you know her from her time on SNL or UHF, which is one of my favorites. Mm. And of course, in our new movie, Jingle Smells, we're going to show the teaser for that here in just a minute. And we had so much fun with that, but also, we're going to welcome her. I'll welcome Victoria Jackson here. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This
Yay,
is so
Logan.
Much fun. You're going to play a song for us later because you have a new album out. And I want to discuss that because you've been a very, look, I think before a lot of people, you were very actively involved in sort of this conservative Christian fight. I'd say way before it became even cool for a percentage of Hollywood, if you will.
2010 was my political awakening, and I joined the Tea Party, and I gave speeches everywhere. Yeah. Glenn Beck enlightened me with his chalkboard, and I learned about George Soros, and I got on fire to save America from communism.
And you've been doing it right here in Nashville for that long, which has been awesome to watch. And when we were writing out this movie and deciding we were making it, that I said, we got to have Victoria. We got to find. And we said, well, what part should she play? Can we give her the role of a raving liberal social media warrior, social justice warrior? And you said, I mean, immediately I got the email being like, I love this.
I thought I was going to ad lib some liberal, bullet points that I keep hearing them say over and over about global warming, which is a hoax. And I didn't have to because it was written so well. I could not have written it as funny, hilarious, but it was so hard to memorize because the words were big words. But then you had a teleprompter.
Yeah.
So.
We had that in here. But that was actually that portion. The main script was written by Bart Scott in our office and me. We wrote the script. Will, our executive producer, who is actually out today, but our executive producer, he is so used to dealing with this broadcast and some of the people that call in on both sides of the aisle that I'm like, you know what? No one could write this better than Will. So I gave him, Will, can you write a crazy screaming, Libs of TikTok style video here, and he knocked it out of the park, and you knock it out of the park in the movie. I'm so excited for that. But and by the way, I'll tell you this, the movie's available right now to pre-order. It's on jinglesmells.movie, jinglesmells.movie. We are premiering exclusively on Rumble, which is awesome, the free speech platform. The first feature film, non-documentary they've ever been a part of is our movie. It stars, obviously, Victoria's in it. We got John Schneider in it. Jim Brewer, also from SNL. So if you're an SNL junkie like a lot of us were, you can kind of see a lot of some really familiar faces. It's a lot of fun. We'll show that teaser here in just a minute. But we want to talk about your new record, your new album.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming out on November 10th.
Yes.
There it is.
It's my first CD of music I've ever done, for real. And I started writing these songs when I moved to Nashville 11 years ago. I've always written songs I sang on Johnny Carson and SNL. But when I moved here, I was like, this is music town. And I just started meeting people. I'm like, how do you get to sing at the Opry? I want to sing at the Opry. I want to be the next Minnie Pearl.
Yeah.
And I just started asking around, and I'm very excited about it.
And you brought your ukulele. Would you mind playing a little bit of a song
for
us? Because, look, I'm a ukulele player as well, so this is exciting. I should have duetted with you, but...
This is baritone ukulele.
Oh, that's very nice.
Which is tuned different than...
Okay, so we couldn't have duetted. That's fine.
So I want everyone to know Logan has a Star of David that belonged to Elvis.
Yes.
That is so cool.
So if you see me on the streets, don't try to take it.
That is the coolest thing. Okay, so this is one of the songs on my CD. There's songs happy, sad, and, you know, my challenging marriage is on there. I think a lot of people can relate to that. Sure. I've been married 30 years. Good. And songs that are, you know. But this is what I wrote when I had cancer, and I was treated for breast cancer at the Vanderbilt Breast Clinic by the greatest people in the world 7 years ago. Woohoo! And so when I was bald, my husband was washing the dishes. I'm like, honey, I think this is might be a good song I just wrote. And I was inspired because my small group from church at Lanny's house, I was bald. They were praying for me to heal from cancer. And they all had prayer requests that were equally painful. And I thought, I'm not the only one who has struggles in this life.
Sure.
So I wrote, "It's a Broken World, Baby."
All right, let's hear it.
Kind of applies to the news,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tattoo of a broken ukulele, light blue turquoise lies. He might leave me in the middle of my chemo. I would not be so surprised. See, there's musicians on my album. It's not just me.
Okay,
and the
good.
It's like real music on my album. Yeah, I got cancer and so did my dog. My car won't start and my sink has a clog. My checks are bouncing, but my trampoline's torn. I am not surprised because I've been warned. It's a broken world, baby. I know you agree. The second law of thermodynamics says the world is in a state of entropy. That's a fancy word for broken, you see. Lanny's back is causing him pain. Bob's OCD is driving Donna insane. Dilbert's dad, he needs a diagnosis. I quit kissing Daisy cause she has some halitosis. Daisy's my dog. My heart is broken and I stubbed my big toe. I just got fired and my food is GMO. I accidentally stepped onto my ukulele, rushing to say hi to my new neighbor, the Israeli. Well, you try to rhyme those two words. It's a broken world, baby. Since even Adam gave in. But there's a new world coming. That's why my song has a grin. Jesus is coming soon. Yeshua Mashiach. I'm gonna meet him in the sky. In the twinkling of an eye.
Thank you so much, Victoria. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I loved it.
Super fun.
Mwah.
And that new album, it's When I Get to Nashville, and it comes out on November 10th, right?
I mean, When I Get to Nashville, ooh!
And look, it's a lot of songs like that. It's a lot of fun, but it also has a great message, and it's really important. It's important time
and
right now.
And the gospel's in it.
Absolutely, which is phenomenal. And that's similar to our movie, is it's got a great message, great heart, even if it's got, you know, it pokes fun at what's happening in the world, but at the end of the day, you know, it's both hilarious and a bit heartwarming as well. Even for the liberal activist in the film. So you'll have to take a look. No spoilers. But, you know, we believe in Path of Redemption for a lot of people here. Let's take a look at the trailer real quick. Teaser trailer. First look for Jingle Smells.
Say hello to the great American workforce.
No, I can't be picking up trash all day.
Hollywood has canceled Mason Stone.
Boycott Stone!
We will no longer be manufacturing Mason Stone characters.
Get them all out of here by Christmas Eve.
The mysterious gift giver has struck again.
You're Jingle Smells, aren't you?
Dad, that's a secret.
My subscribers are gonna go crazy.
So, while you pick up Victoria's new record, also go pre-order right now our movie. And look, I think this is just the beginning, hopefully, Victoria. I want to keep this going. I have so many fun ideas. And if we can keep this, if we can show that there can be alternative to what's happening in Hollywood, we can provide this. This is more important than just a silly comedy movie or a fun record. This is showing that there are no more gatekeepers. We can actually do this, and we can change what's happening to entertainment, not just the education that you hear on this show or the news you hear on this show, but we also can impact the entertainment world, and we can do it with you. So go pre-order our movie, jinglesmells.movie, or straight on Rumble. Go check out Victoria's new record right now. We'll put the links all set up, and support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Do it today. We appreciate it. The movie's coming out on Thanksgiving Day. See you there.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Excited to have you join us right now because we have breaking news. Thank you first to Victoria Jackson who just stepped in. If you didn't hear her segment, go back and listen to it. I'll put a smile on your face. She is just a breath of fresh air in a room and someone who really supports a lot of the values that you do and you know comes from SNL and her time in comedy. And I just, we loved working together. So hopefully we'll be doing more with her. But I did want to kind of reset this show to tell you about what's happening right now on Capitol Hill, which is our team, the ACLJ team, is there right now with members of the family members of those who are currently hostages in Gaza. We are representing them officially in front of all of Washington, D.C., of all of Capitol Hill. They've been touring around. They've been meeting with the Speaker of the House. They've been meeting with so many people, and we're adding more and more each and every day. And I do want to hear from you. I want you to give me a call at 1-800-684-3110. What does it mean to you that these families of hostages are there, as we know, as we sadly see, violence now in the streets, a death of a Israeli, a person supporting Israel, just for supporting Israel, you know, gets beaten to death, 69 years old. It happens on the streets of Los Angeles, suburbs of Los Angeles. That's what's happening right now. So to have our incredible team be able to stand up for these people, it's really phenomenal. And I'm very proud of the whole ACLJ team. I think we actually should play a bite we played earlier on, which is from the press conference. You can see why when we ask for support, we ask for donations. It's not just out here pushing for money. Our work is in action. You can see that now from people like the Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House this morning thanking the work of the ACLJ. Can we have that bite ready just for? Take a listen.
We want to thank these families again for their courage and their willingness to share your harrowing stories. And I will say again and reiterate once more, we will stand against these atrocities and we will stand with Israel and we'll stand with each of you and your families. We'll be praying for you and we'll be taking action because that's what we're going to do here. That's what's called for. I know that your time is short and you have to leave. I want to thank Jay and Jordan Seculo, the American Center for Law and Justice, for helping facilitate the visit today. I know you have a tight itinerary, so we'll allow you all to step off the stage, if you will.
I mean, that was the Speaker of the House thanking the work of the ACLJ. And by doing that, he's thanking you. And I want you to make sure you understand that. He is thanking you because you are a member of the ACLJ. You're a part of the team too. You're an ACLJ champion, maybe. That's someone who gives to the ACLJ every month. And we are in the middle of that Faith and Freedom Drive. And like I said, the month of November was supposed to be all about, you know, Thanksgiving. And then we're moving into December and we're going to be talking about, you know, all the things we could celebrate, all the wins that we've had, all the big things happening. But the world is changing. It is a dark, dark place right now. We're just going to be honest with you. I mean, you waking up every day to just horrifying images and news. And look, I don't know if we should be able to. I do feel the ACLJ has responsibility, but you also can have that responsibility. And you know what? If you wake up every morning, you see these things on your phone or on the computer or on the news, and you go, I feel helpless. Well, when you see the Speaker of the House thanking our ACLJ team by name, that should make you feel like you're doing something because you are. You know, we're not necessarily made to take on the burdens of the whole world as people, as individuals. But together, as the ACLJ, we can do that. We can do that for you. We can hopefully take that burden off of you a little bit because we have an incredible team that are in action right now. So you have members, all the family members of the Gaza hostages meeting right now on Capitol Hill to try to figure out what we can do to help. And that doesn't happen without the ACLJ team. And that ACLJ team doesn't happen without you. So while this sounds like a sales pitch, I want to assure you that the work is in action right now. So go to aclj.org right now /faith and freedom. Do that right now. I appreciate you doing it. Just go to aclj.org, if you will. Donate today. You can scan the QR code if you're watching. You've heard all these stories. And right now, every gift is doubled. So if you give right now $20, it becomes $40. And really what I would encourage you to do is to opt in to become an ACLJ champion. That is someone who every month becomes a reoccurring member. And then we can have a baseline for our budget to then move forward even more and more. And we're going to take these family members not just to the Capitol Hill, but to the UN. And not just to the UN, you're going to hear them on this broadcast tomorrow. So while we're having a lot of fun with Victoria Jackson, while we're trying to give you a breath of fresh air with some of these segments, we are actively working on such important work. We can't do it without you. Go to aclj.org. Seculo. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I did want to start this off. We're going to talk, we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the new lawsuits we have, the current lawsuits happening. In the 14th Amendment cases, you've heard, you know, trying to get President Trump off the ballot, trying to disqualify him. We're going to discuss that with Harry Hutchinson coming up this segment, so stay tuned. But I do want you to hear this. I think it's important. This is from one of the, this is from Doris Lieber, who is a mother of a hostage in Gaza. If you just want to get a bit of perspective of what's been going on in the last 30 days, I want you to take a listen.
I'm here because it's been 30 days. Every day is like eternity to me, and I can't wait any longer because I know that he was shot. I know, I don't know anything. Maybe everything is a... We don't know, we don't have a list of the hostages. We don't know their condition. I don't have anything. So I need your help.
So you hear these desperate pleas from these families on Capitol Hill, families that we're representing, families that we are supporting on Capitol Hill currently, because they just feel lost as they know hundreds of people and their family members, them, that person, their son, is currently a hostage as far as they know. That's also the thing, is they just don't know what's happening. So it's important to us to highlight them. And when you wonder, why are they on Capitol Hill? Someone is to motivate. Sometimes you'll need your elected officials to see some tangible, something tangible, some true, you know, to have a face in front of them telling them that they need help. And that's an important thing. So that's why we continue to work with these families and are really honored to represent so many of them and many more coming each day. I want to pivot a little bit here to talk about some of what's happening in the 14th Amendment cases that are happening as the ACLJ continues to file lawsuits to intervene. Harry, I just wanted to kind of get an update from you of where we're at. I know there's some movement today.
Yes. So there are several different moving parts that we should be aware of. The Michigan Republican Party has retained the ACLJ to vindicate the First Amendment and freedom of association rights of the Michigan Republican Party. There has been a move by Democrats in Michigan to essentially disqualify the leading contender for the Republican nomination. And irrespective of whether you support or oppose that particular individual, I think it's clear beyond question that the Republican Party has a constitutional right to select its own nominee. That's number one. Number two, it's important to keep in mind that the 14th Amendment is not self-executing, meaning an administrative official does not have the right to remove the candidate selected by the party from the ballot. Although there are lots of arguments out there by elite law professors who oppose Donald Trump. In addition, the ACLJ has filed a complaint in Virginia to intervene in another similar lawsuit. This litigation is spreading, unfortunately, like wildfire. But I think at the end of the day, many of the Donald Trump's opponents, they fear the prospect that he could of his victory potentially in 2024. And so they want to disqualify him from the ballot. There is even some evidence that Republicans are joining this effort. There's some sympathetic statements by Ron DeSantis in support of these efforts.
It's shockingly, and I bring this up a lot of times in our pre-radio meetings or after we're kind of doing a debrief. This is a oddly real threat potentially is happening. You know, in your head, you hear what they're trying to do and you think this is just some offshoot lawsuit the ACLJ is getting themselves involved with. But that is not the case. The case is these are real lawsuits with sympathetic, you know, potential judges. And that could be a problem, a big problem, not just, again, for a President Trump, but for anyone in the future.
I think that's correct. And so if you look at the Colorado litigation, wherein the ACLJ participated, it's clear beyond question where the judge's sympathies were in that particular case. And indeed, that particular judge has contributed to a quote-unquote insurrection fund. even though there's no evidence that there was an insurrection, even on January the 6th, number one. And number two, there's no evidence that those individuals who were involved were enemies. Why? Because there was no war declared. And so despite the common sense response of many Americans to this litigation, outpouring, if you will, of litigation, these cases persist. And Logan, you're absolutely correct. This is a real live threat, and the ACLJ is responding.
Yeah, I really don't understand how anyone could be supporting this. When you look at what's happening in the world, you cannot support President Trump, and that's fine. I don't really, you do what you want to do. But if you don't see the impact, it's been the issue with kind of President Trump in general, which is it's at all costs. They're willing to go to these extremes. They're willing to go to an extreme that they don't care that it looks like impeachment. It's the idea that they cheapened impeachment so much that now you've real threats against President Biden being impeached. Why? Really? Because you cheapened impeachment in the first place. So now you're going to have this situation where states are going to be able to throw people off ballot. And by the way, that's product. If that actually got through, if they won, that's the end of a President Trump primary run, and potentially devastating for a President Trump general election run, because if you're not on the ballot, and it's not like you just write it in and it works, this is someone they're saying you're disqualified from being the president. And if that happens, game over.
I think that is correct. And there is a greater degree of emphasis on litigation. Why? Because President Trump's poll numbers are strong. Yeah. A recent poll suggested that President Trump would beat Joe Biden in 5 of 6 swing states beyond the margin of error.
Right.
And so there's a level of panic that we are dealing with respect to elite commentators who claim they believe in democracy while simultaneously attempting to shrink the democratic rights of the American people. So they don't want the American people to decide. They want some judge, and in many cases, an obscure judge, to decide this particular case. And if you look at the movement in Michigan, and I'm a native of Michigan, it's important to keep in mind that many of the administrative officials, and this is just my judgment, the Secretary of State, she used to teach at the law school I taught at. If you look at the Attorney General of that state, they are, I think, committed leftists. And I'm not convinced that they don't support these particular efforts silently. And so they may indeed be having meetings with the proponents of the move to disqualify President Trump from the ballot.
So that being said, we are there. The ACLJ is there. We are filing these cases. I just want to make sure people understand we're not just talking about it. We're in action.
Absolutely. So we are intervening in the Virginia case. We've have created or produced amicus briefs and are filing in a number of jurisdictions in Michigan. We are working with other individuals in Colorado. And so we basically are looking at the entire geographic map of the United States, and wherever a state can be found, it's very possible that you will see the ACLJ filing either an amicus case or a complaint to intervene.
Yep. So we are there right now, and that is a big, big deal. And that's why we appreciate your support. You have come through massively over the last month or so as we've been discussing these 14th Amendment challenges, and we appreciate that. And we are in the middle of our Faith and Freedom Drive. Again, you know that we're up on Capitol Hill right now with the families of the Gaza hostages. We are going to be joined in the next segment by Cece Heil. She is there in our Washington, D.C. office. She's been involved in this. She was able to step away and have a moment with our audience. So you're going to hear that coming up. And then tomorrow on the broadcast, some of those families are going to be on the air. So you're not going to want to miss that. But we are in the middle of that Faith and Freedom Drive. I'm going to ask you specifically in this pitch as we head to this final segment of the broadcast coming up with Cece, which you're not going to miss. This is for the Faith and Freedom Drive. I've seen some of the comments I'm reading on Rumble. I go through those comments as much as I can while we're on air or in breaks. I saw some of you said, well, can I Do I have to become a recurring donor? Do I have to become a champion? You don't. Anyone can support Faith and Freedom right now. All you need to do is go to aclj.org. You can make a one-time donation, and that donation is doubled. Effectively, it is doubled. So for $20, it becomes $40, $40, $60. You can double it from there. However, we do encourage you, because it gives us a baseline budget, to become a ACLJ champion. It's something we haven't asked before until the last few months, really. So when you become when you join right now during the Faith and Freedom Drive, your donation is doubled, but also you can become a champion monthly recurring donor. We can then obviously track how that's going. There are elections happening right now around the country. Big things are on the ballots. Life is on the ballot again. We're going to see a lot of that shakes out. Tomorrow there's a Republican debate. There's so much happening in the world. There's obviously the war happening right now. Take a moment, breathe, and support the work of the ACLJ, because we can take some of that burden on for you. ACLJ.org. Be right back with CeCe Hyle. Welcome back to Secula. We are now joined by CeCe Hyle. I'm actually looking right now at some of the feeds happening. We can see the Gaza hostage families currently gathering on Capitol Hill meeting. And CeCe, you've been there live in person dealing with it. I wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of explain to our audience. I've tried to give them as best of a secondhand knowledge of what we're doing, what the ACLJ is doing on behalf of these families. But you're there. Give us a bit of a rundown.
Yeah, so it's sobering, as you can imagine. Early this morning, we met with some of the hostage families, and then we went over to the Hill with them for the press conference that you've shown clips of, which, again, is just so moving. And then, like you said, I came back over to our offices so that I could update the radio audience. And Jay and Jordan are still on the Hill and, of course, supporting Israel and supporting these hostage families and working with Republicans and Democrats. But you cannot discount putting the individual personal stories to these hostages. It changes the whole atmosphere. All of a sudden, things that people have heard about, and yes, it's horrific, they actually have a face and a name and a story. And this person, you know, really, it becomes an intimate story now that they know. So we are going to keep putting pressure on Hamas to do the right thing, to release these hostages. They're civilian, innocent hostages that have been taken, which is a war crime. And we will continue to put pressure on. And like you said, not only are we doing it on Capitol Hill, but we will do it at the United Nations as well.
That's right. And I think people need to understand that is for even for our elected officials, it's important for them to actually see these people face to face, that it does change the entire way that the perception is of our elected officials, of the UN, instead of it just being a picture on a poster, all of a sudden you're seeing moms, you're seeing brothers and sisters. It does change that, and we have to be there for them.
Yeah, it literally, even this morning, listening to, you know, some of the stories, you can't help but just tear up. I mean, it becomes so personal. These brothers who, you know, have lost their little brothers and who endured the trauma. One of the brothers, you didn't get to hear him at the press conference, but he was actually one of the security members that was actually fighting these terrorists for as long as he could. So you can imagine just the horrors that they've seen, just the horrors that they've lived through, and now having family members kidnapped and abducted and being held as hostage. And like the mother said, I don't know if he's alive. I don't know where he is. So that unknown, and now it's been a month, you know, we really need to keep pressing that Hamas does the right thing and releases these hostages.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so excited that we're a part of this. I mean, excited is maybe a poor choice of words, but I'm just excited we're involved directly and we can bring these voices to not only Washington, D.C. and to Capitol Hill, but also to the UN, and also now to our broadcast. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have on a lot of these families, and that's something that people need to see. You know, if you haven't watched the coverage today, if you haven't seen what's been going on, we're at 1 month now since that attack, that horrifying attack from Hamas, and over 200 people are being held hostage right now, we think. You know, that's also what's true right now, is that, like you said, those families, they don't know if their relatives are alive, they don't know if their relatives are still, you know, being captive, can't get in touch. who knows what's happening currently. And when you're dealing with Hamas, when you hear calls for ceasefire, when you hear those kind of things and you realize you're dealing with a terrorist regime, it's not exactly as easy as it sounds. And the fact that Israel has not gone even further than they've gone is shocking. That's only because of these hostages. And you have that situation where Prime Minister Netanyahu said, we're not calling for anything. Maybe we'll do an hour or two for humanitarian holds because that's the right thing to do, which is, you know, crazy to hear when you're dealing with terrorists that you have to do something like this. But beyond that, until the hostages are free, the pressure is going to be on. And now the pressure is on because of the work of the ACLJ, because of these brave families who, look, are now having to put a target on their own back. We've seen what's happening in the streets of New York, in the streets of California, all over the country, in major cities and major universities. So now all of a sudden these families are front and center with their faces everywhere, and they're taking that risk, which obviously we all would hope that we would be brave enough to do. So these brave families that stick up for their families, saying, look, this is what's going on. These are not nameless, faceless people. These are brothers and sisters. These are daughters and sons. And this is what's happening. And the ACLJ is hand in hand with them, taking them around, getting them in front of the Speaker of the House, getting them in front of, like I said, all of these elected officials, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. You know, it's very easy to paint this as a conservative or liberal point of view, but what we're seeing actually maybe is, though it doesn't feel like it in the streets, there is some bipartisan, there is some Democrat support here for these families.
Absolutely, there is. I mean, there is quite a bit of Democrat support, because I don't think it takes, you know, much to figure out who the evil actor is here. And I think, you know, with the hostage families, we've dealt with similar, not quite the same, in, you know, kind of situation. But the fear is always, don't forget, the longer the time passes, don't forget that there are people over there being held hostage. And in this situation, the longer they're held, also, you know, the concern is, what is their health status? Because, again, they have not had any information relayed to them. So we want to be on the forefront of making sure that the international bodies don't forget, that they put pressure on Hamas to do the right thing, that the United States doesn't forget, that we put pressure on Hamas to do the right thing, to release these innocent civilian prisoners, hostages that they have.
So much, CC. We only got about 2 minutes left, so I'm just going to take that 2 minutes here to tell you about our Faith and Freedom Drive, and also just to tell you about the incredible work of the ACLJ. Tomorrow on the broadcast, CC, I know that we're going to have on some of the families, and I think that's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to want to hear directly from them.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so make sure you're here 11 a.m. or noon Eastern time, 11 a.m. Central. Work your way back live. So join us live. Even if you're listening to us later on the podcast, or you're listening later on a replay on your radio station, come join us live. We'll be available, obviously, on a lot of radio stations, also on ACLJ.org, on Rumble, Facebook, and YouTube. We are there live broadcasting each and every day, but you're going to be part of that. You're going to call in. You're going to show your support, and we appreciate that. If you wouldn't mind joining us live tomorrow, it's going to be a big show, and it's something you need to tune into live. It's very important. Support the work of the ACLJ, as I said, with this Faith and Freedom Drive. We have a lot of things going on. Obviously, we know what's happening in Israel and how we're working with that. You also heard Victoria Jackson on here. We took a little breather to talk about our movie. And people have been commenting, well, what about the movie? What's the ACLJ have to do with this movie? The ACLJ is one of the producers of the movie, the main producers of this movie. I'm executive producer along with Sean Hannity. And proceeds from that movie go back to the ACLJ. So you can support it right now. All you need to do is make a statement. Make a statement to Hollywood and to the media that we're also not just going to take what's being force-fed to us. Your family is not going to take what's being force-fed to you in entertainment, video games, and movies. You can actually make a difference, but we can't do that unless people actually actively go watch and support these projects. We hope to roll into more. With Victoria, I love sitting here with her because I hope we get to do more with her. All you need to do is go to, and it's a funny title and it's a funny movie that you're going to watch Thanksgiving Day with your family, and you're going to laugh. You're also going to be, your heart's going to be touched. We talk about the love of Jesus. We talk about supporting our military. We fight against cancel culture. All of that happens within this hour and a half feature film, Jingle Smells. It's available right now to pre-order. You save $5 by going to jinglesmells.movie. And if you're on Rumble, just search Jingle Smells. It'll pop up as the first thing. Right now, it is discounted $5 until November 10th. So we're doing that right now. Support the work also of the ACLJ. We are in the middle of the Faith and Freedom Drive. We can't do this important work. We can't be there to support these families of the Gaza hostages without you. So go to ACLJ.org right now. And while you're there, become an ACLJ champion. Support us on a recurring basis. We'll talk to you tomorrow with the families.